Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very well. How about those Kings? Nice win last
night. Any sandpaper in the Kings change room, Bradley?
If we're going to go there, let's go there. No, it was a ripper of a game. They flexed their muscle, and I thought Xavier Cooks was outstanding. Derek Walden looks so comfortable out there. Great win. Great win, and they are sitting on top.
Are they a better team than last year?
Two things I'd say to that is one, that's probably a bit unfair to the team of last year because they were just unbelievable. What I will say is that I think they're a very different team, but they're as good as last year in a different way.
Brad, what are the tactics that the Breakers are apparently using? A tad dodgy. What's happened there?
Yeah, look, I got to be honest with you. I do not know what they're doing. It was a very physical game. It was a tough one for the referees to call, just because these two teams went at it. And right now, you'd have to say these are the two teams you'd think most likely to meet at the end of the year for the chip. So, I think it's a storm in a teacup, as they say.
Okay. Illawarra beat Melbourne United Monday, their second win of the season. Absolute stinker again last night against the Phoenix. What is doing? Can it improve?
That was a cricket score last night, wasn't it? Look,
39 points.
Yeah, I'll take, they did beat Melbourne, and I think that was a fantastic win, and a congratulations to Chris Goulding. He hit three threes in that game, and his third one was his 1,000th made three in the NBL, only 11th player ever to do that. And I don't think we're ever going to see it again in this in our lifetime, not in a 40-minute era. So all the ones above him played in 48 minutes. That's what it used to be. And he played a number of games in 48. So that's the first thing. Congratulations to him. But, they came up against a might last night in Illawarra. They beat Melbourne, who were not that good. Then they came up against South East, who are right up there. It was a good first half. They held their own. But, then it was back to reality and they couldn't make a shot. And the defence was outstanding. So good win by them on Monday night. But, back to reality.
And to the weekend, you're looking at Cairns playing the Hawks. The Hawks have got a quick backup tomorrow in Cairns. And then the big one Sunday afternoon, Sydney and Tassie, a grand final rematch.
Yeah, that'll be a great one. Tassie's playing really well this year again, as we expect them. It'll be good to see how the Kings back up. I'm predicting Kings at home. And for Cairns, take out your bat, play straight, because that's going to be another cricket score. Good luck.
I see it's official Luke Longley's been brought into the Kings ownership group as well. I mean, what does that do for not only the Kings, but the game here in Australia and the NBL?
Absolutely fantastic. I got to interview him on Sunday, actually, all about this. And it was one of those things where he just said it's around. So he used to own the Perth Wildcats many years ago. So it's sort of all come around. And my understanding is it's I don't want to say it's a gifted thing to him to be an owner of the Kings, but it's for all the work that he's done over the last few years and everything. So it's sort of like he's paid for it by all of that. So I think it's a fantastic idea from Paul Smith to have him involved. Imagine being in those meetings, him, Andrew Bogut, like, wow. I did ask, do I have to be 7 foot, earn over $100 million and have a chip to join them? But they said it's all okay, but fantastic achievement. And, then they came out this week and there was a discussion that they had with Scottie Pippen to be coach of the Sydney Kings before they got, I think it was before either Will Weaver or now the one they're coaching now. So I just couldn't believe that when I heard that with before Buford came in. Can you imagine Scottie Pippen coming out here and coaching? Next thing we know, Dennis Rodman will be suiting up. This thing's awesome.
If Pippen's doing a team, Jordan will want a different team, let me tell you.
Yeah, they will.
After their
He'll be
beef.
The coach of the Illawarra Hawks. Yeah.
Well, talking of big names and ownership models, Bradley, did I hear during the week that Paddy Mills was linked to a return of the Canberra Cannons?
Unbelievable. Yes, you did. And this is something that Paddy Mills and Joe Ingles have always mentioned. They'd love to come back the way this league is going. And Larry Kessman, who's just doing an outstanding job with our NBL, he's like, we are open to anyone. You see what's happened to Bogut. We've got other ownership groups like Dante Exum owns a little bit of Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. There's other NBA players that are involved. And obviously, Paddy, with the roots that he's got in Canberra, it would be amazing for him to come back. The Nets are playing games with him at the moment. How he's not playing is beyond me. So he's still got a good few years left. But how good would that be if he came back as sort of like an owner player of that, like Delhi did for Melbourne? Amazing.
Are you dirty that, face of a Canberra franchise, I thought it would have been you. But they're talking about Paddy Mills.
No, I'll be their number one supporter.
Oh, okay, right. Just ticket holder.
Yeah, I'll just ticket holder, okay. Mate. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, are they a realistic chance of being back in, by the way, Brad, or is that just talk?
No, no, absolutely. Yeah. Look, the thing that Larry does really well is you look at all the teams that he's brought in and he sets them up that this is not a 1 or 2 year thing. So you look at Tasmania, the government's involved. They bought the land around the Derwent Entertainment Centre where they play. Larry is a very, very good and smart businessman. He makes sure if they're coming, they're staying. There is no doubt. I believe it's just a matter of when Canberra come, not if. So for me, I think it would be fantastic.
Over in the NBA, you mentioned the Nets and Paddy Mills before. Kyrie Irving, who was dumped by Nike over those, plugging, what was it, an anti-Semitic, was it a documentary or whatever it was anyway, but he's been dumped by Nike. And then he writes on his shoes, "I am free. Thank you, God, I am." He probably gets, he's up there for one of the great poor teammates, I reckon, in professional sports.
It's unbelievable. I think of Paddy Mills, this guy who dragged us off the canvas to win that bronze medal, had 40-odd points, then came into the NBA and tore up the Nets when he was playing with them. He was unbelievable. Now goes a year later to not playing in this toxic environment. I put it out there. Please trade him. Take him to a team that want him and would appreciate him. That thing would be unbelievable. I mean, I am free, all of that. Good on you, mate. You're not broke either. But it's just, you just wouldn't want to be anywhere near that environment. I think it's such a shame. And for a guy like Paddy Mills that has so much to give off the court, let alone on the court, trade him to a team that want him.
Just seeing the Boston Celtics, wow, what a performance yesterday away against Phoenix. They're the $5 favourites to win the title, and deservedly so. Who do you think's their biggest threat?
Milwaukee, but I love that. I hear what you're saying. I think they're great. And there's a team that you talk about. Like, look at that culture. Their coach went through a lot of stuff in the offseason, ended up getting fired. But look at the way the team is. It's just unbelievable. That's the culture you want to be around. Boston Celtics looks really good. How good is that Eastern Conference final going to be between Boston and Milwaukee, assuming that happens? Oh, take out the popcorn, sit back and watch.
I tell you what, Brad, we've got some good youngsters over there, and we usually talk about Josh Giddey, but another young bloke who's making an impression is Josh Green from Dallas.
Yeah, how good's he? He had 16 points the other day too, so he's really good. He's another one that was in that bronze medal game, and I know his dad quite well because he played over at Castle Hill there at the Hornets, and he's a good young kid, and he's athletic, and he is only going to get better. And the beauty with him is he's got that NBA frame. He's long, he's strong, he's athletic, he can shoot the three. He's got a nice career coming up.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Remember, go those Kings!